Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. If you're trying to sell to everybody, you're selling to nobody. Siddharth Rajshekar, India's leading info marketing expert, is here to help you find your niche in just 6 steps. Let's get started.
Do you want to know how to find your niche and then turn that into a knowledge business? In this segment, I'm going to be walking you through 6 steps. And by applying these 6 steps, I've been able to build a multi-million dollar knowledge business and helped over 15,000 people find their topic and their niche and also help them successfully launch. So this is not just some theory. It's a very practical and a proven system. So take a lot of notes and I'm going to get into each step one by one by one. So before I get into the 6 steps, I want to just address this one point. So why is it important for you to find your niche? If I have to answer that question, is a lot of people, they want to be successful in a knowledge business, in knowledge space, either coaching or training, and they want to do multiple things. They want to choose multiple niches because they have learned multiple things, but it's never about that. It is not about how much you know. It is not about how many years of experience that you have. It is all about what specific problem that you want to solve and what do you want to be known for in the marketplace. So the first step is, you have to pick one problem that you want to solve. There are 6 problems. The first problem is a business problem. If you want to help entrepreneurs grow in their business, that is the first one. Second problem is a career problem. There are a lot of people who are struggling in their jobs. They're not able to get the right job. They're not able to grow in their career. So that's the second area. Third problem is a health problem. There are many people who struggle with health issues. So if you have learned something, if you have some experience in solving the health issue, that is a good area to be in. The fourth area is a money problem. There are a lot of people who want to learn how to make money, how to manage their money, how to multiply their money. All of that is this you can teach. Number 5 is a relationship problem. People who are having issues with their spouse, with their kids and so on. That's one more area. And number 6 is a creativity problem. Let's say you want to teach people martial arts, you want to teach people music online, painting online, you want to teach kids all of this stuff, creativity, enhancing creativity. So the first step for you to find your niche is to pick one of these 6 macro niches. These are called macro. The second step is to find the micro niche. For example, sales is a micro niche under business. Yoga is a micro niche under health. Stock market trading is a micro niche under make money. Marriage, counseling is a micro niche under relationship. So the first step is you pick the problem, and second step is you pick the micro problem, the micro niche. And once you've identified what is that problem, the second step, the micro problem, the third one is you got to pick one method or tool to solve the problem. For example, weight loss is a micro problem under health. But there are many ways that one can lose weight. You can lose weight through intermittent fasting, through nutrition. You can lose weight through weight training, through running, through swimming, through cycling. There are many, many methods that are there. So the magic of monetizing a knowledge business is to pick one method that you want to choose. For example, I'm a digital marketer and I have knowledge in all aspects of digital marketing, whether it's organic or paid or YouTube or email marketing or traffic generation or conversions. There are so many aspects of the digital marketing game which I'm knowledgeable about. But I've decided to position myself as a digital coach, where I want to help knowledge givers digitize their knowledge. I want to help people who are experts and teachers to make more money using the digital space. So even though I have knowledge in digital marketing, I have narrowed down my positioning to a method which I call right now called the Freedom Business Model. It is a combination of selling courses, coaching, and high-ticket consulting, all 3. And the best part is these 3 topics have always been there for a long time. I've just repackaged it as my own method or tool, which I have a unique twist and a unique way of presenting that. So step three is to narrow down on your method or tool by which you want to solve the problem. Step four is you have to validate your niche. How do you validate? Suppose you said you are a yoga, you know, expert and you want to really help mothers lose weight after pregnancy. Now, if that is going to be your positioning, you've got to validate it and see. There are five P's you got to validate. First is, do you have a passion in that topic? If you don't have a passion, you'll get bored, okay? Two is, are you able to effectively solve a problem using that passion? If the answer is yes, perfect. The third P is, are you targeting a particular persona or a micro market? Like I gave the example, right? If you're targeting mothers to get back into shape, after pregnancy using yoga techniques, now that's a micro market. You're not trying to do a carpet bombing, try to get everybody. If you're trying to sell to everybody, you're selling to nobody. The fourth P is there has to be potential in the market. The timing needs to be right. Like for example, during COVID, people who were launching a restaurant business, they were very tough. They had a very tough time because there was nobody coming to the restaurant. Whereas the cloud kitchens started to boom during the COVID time. So even whatever topic that you have picked, you have to do a quick check to see if there is a trend in that or not. And finally, number five is payment. Are people willing to pay you for that? Because only if your passion solves a problem, targeting a particular persona, where there's a potential in the market, and if people can pay you, only then you can become profitable. So all these five P's have to align. And this is the fourth step on how to find your niche, is to validate your niche. Okay? So I'll just do a quick recap. The first step is what? You pick one of the six problems. Second step is you pick one area or the micro niche. Third step is decide on the method or tool. Fourth step is validate it using the 5P system. The fifth step is a very important step. You got to convert this into a mission. Now you tell me which is better. If I just tell you, hi, I'm Siddharth Rajshekar, I can help you lose weight. Second option is if I tell you, hi, I'm Siddharth Rajshekar, I'm on a mission to help 100,000 people lose weight using the power of 3,000-year-old yoga techniques so that they can live a happier and healthier life. When I make it into a mission, it has a different energy. People get attracted to it. And you're not just saying it just because of the sake of making it into a mission, but truly you are going to be launching a business not just for the profits, but to serve a community and to create an impact in other people's lives. This is where most people get it wrong, or they don't know how to do it. Okay? Or they just pick some topic because it's a hot topic or trending topic and they don't really make it into a mission and it's not congruent with their past experience or their backstory. Like my mission is I want to redefine the whole education system and employment system by creating a new breed of teachers, because my backstory is that I have not come from a formal education background. So the niche that I've picked right now to create more digital teachers is congruent with my backstory because I don't come from that formal education system. So I want to create a new breed of teachers. So there's a connection to my past and my future mission and my present mission. That is a very important step, step number five. And then step number six is the last step, is where you can then build and launch a knowledge business. You can start by selling courses. You can have a 5,000 rupee, 10,000 rupee course, because the effort to create a course is only once, but you can create cash flow. And how to sell it is what I teach in my community through webinars and through funnels and video funnels and so on. The second part is to have a layer of coaching. You can do group coaching or one-to-one coaching. That's the second income stream. And the third income stream is consulting. If you want to do like high ticket consulting, where you're going to be charging people 50,000, 1 lakh rupees, or high level advanced group coaching, that is the where your profitability is going to be. So you need to have a high volume front end product and a high value back end product for it to work. And that's what I go deeper into, you know, in every single step of the process inside my community and so on. So I just want to recap the six steps once. If you want to find your niche and launch a profitable knowledge business, you have to pick one problem to solve. You have to then decide what the micro niche is. Then you decide on what method you want to own and craft and become a master of. Then you have to validate it using the 5P system. You convert this into a mission. And then you start to launch your knowledge business comprising of courses, coaching, and consulting-based models. And the best part is applying this six-step process, I have helped more than 42 people achieve over a crore in revenues at this point that I've been able to document. And over 150 people who have crossed over six figures in income. And the interesting thing is more than 60% of the people who have got these kind of results, they do not come from a training and coaching background. They are normal people, average citizens, come into my system, followed my system, applied the 6 steps, followed the recipe, took action, delivered an impact in the marketplace, people saw the value, and then they got paid. So this journey is, there are no shortcuts to this. It's not about getting rich quick. It's about adding value to people's lives and making a difference in their life with your knowledge. And the money that you will make from this is only the byproduct of the value that you would have delivered in the marketplace. It's a value exchange. So I just want to, you know, sum up by saying that the e-learning industry is going to become a $325 billion industry or even more. And as you move to 2030, it's going to go to multiple, it's going to have an exponential growth curve. And if you're starting off today, your first step is to find your niche. And if you follow these 6 steps that I've given you and follow it to the T and really roll yourself out there and put yourself out there on social media to attract the right kind of people, in the next 3, 4, 5 years, you're going to be looking back in time and realizing the power and potency of what you just heard in the last 10 minutes. So that being said, thank you so much for your time. Stay connected. And please share your learnings on social media and tag me, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, wherever. And I would love to interact with you in my future sessions. All the best.
Thank you so much for listening. Do share this with one friend of yours who's struggling to find a career choice. Siddharth Rajshekar will be live in the upcoming Trainer Growth Summit along with 5 other world-class trainers. Log into www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Trainer Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.